Rabbi Isai, as was mentioned, I'm just going to say it out loud as well. This is the last shiur that we're going to have, Mitzvah Shem Tol Elul. So we're going to start. I'll be here at Parshas Re'eh. So if you want to, we could have a shiur in Parshas Re'eh, but that's up to you. You'll be here at Parshas Re'eh? Okay. Fine, I'll speak to Simcha. We'll see what happens. If they want Re'eh, I could probably do it Parshas Re'eh. But I'm away, Parshas Vaschanan, and Ekev, I'll be away. Mitzvah Shem Re'eh will be back. Okay. As we've had in the past, we have a shiur tonight for the Ze'er Shimshon, Le'ilah Nishmas, Rav Shimshon Chaim, and Achman Chon Nachmani, the Neshoma, Zalhaman Agoysa Aliyah, and the Torah that we learn in his Chus should be Mala Neshoma higher and higher. Okay, it's interesting, tonight we're actually going to have a much easier shtickle. It's interesting that a lot of the shtickles I find in the Ze'er Shimshon, they're complicated. They really have like they're a whole bunch of lomdus. It's a kasha, mita teretz, mita medrash, mita shach, mita shtickel this, mita shtickel that. This week is a much easier shtickel. So in this week's sedra, we recount part of the story of the meraglim. So you get when in shtickel dalid, okay, Rabbi Harris, when in shtickel dalid, when parak aleph pasuk chav gimel. So in parak aleph pasuk chav gimel, it says vatikru v'nalei kulchem. Chav Beis says actually, Vatikruvun alai kulchem, everybody came towards us, Vatayim, where they said, Nishlachan noshon fanenu, let us send people. V'yachbulu on us arts, and they will spy out the land. V'yashiva son adoba, they will bring us back some message. Etz aderech hashana alabo, the way we should go, v'yisam hashana balim, and the cities that we're supposed to come to. V'yita v'einai adoba, I was quite happy with that idea. V'yagach mikem shnei mosar noshim, I took 12 people, ishachad lashovit. And they went up the mountain, and they came to Nachal Ashka, they took back from the Priya Oretz, they brought it back, and they said, the land's very good, but this whole idea that they came to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's very strange, why was Moshe Rabbeinu so happy with this idea? Zokt Rashi, like Rashi, that is, I thought it was a good idea, because Baruch Hu didn't think it was such a great idea, but I thought it was a great idea. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was so happy with this idea, so why are you telling off Klal Yisrael? He says, I thought it was a good idea. No. So if you thought it was a good idea, so why are you telling me off about it? You also thought it was a good idea. So Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Because you come to somebody and you say, can you sell me your donkey? Amalehen? Yeah. Nice Nayato Lila Nisoy. Can I try it out? Amalehen? Sure. Behar Mug voice. Can I take in the mountains? Amalehen? Kim Sharosh Hem Akwe Klum Amalakh Bali by Batuhuze Shalem Subaimum. Miyadam like Tom I Sakov any manasa ma'ato. Right? Good evening. Maishi, come have a seat. Okay. So what happens is like this. Imagine if you went to buy a second-hand car. So if you go to buy a second-hand car, says, can I try it out? As soon as the guy says no, what do you know? No good. But I can't even drive it. Give me the keys. I want to take it for a spin. Can't take it for a spin. Hey, says the car is no good. Of course the car is going to be no good. But if I say to him, can I take it? Yeah, you can take it. Can I take it on the motorway? No problem. Take it all the way to Leeds and back. Take it to the way you go to London and back. Tell me after you come back, as long as you pay for the petrol, tell me you like it. Good. You don't like it, you don't have to take it. You take it anywhere you want to. Up a mountain, the Snake Pass, London, wherever you want to, through Prestwich, through the streets of Manchester. Take it where you want. That confidence that the seller has that allows then the lekeach to do whatever he wants to gives the lekeach a confidence that I'm buying an item over here that's not broken. Because if it was broken, then the fellow would say something. The fact that he says you can take wherever you want to gives confidence. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayita Beina Adavar, I thought it was a good idea. Meaning if Klaiso says, we want to see what the land looks like. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, nobody's allowed to look. Were you hiding something? No, I'm not hiding anything. No, so let me look. No, you can't look at anything. So then you must be hiding something. Can't have it both ways. Yeah? So therefore, says Moshe Rabbeinu, I thought it was a good idea. Yeah, you can go. So that's a toichacha. Frekt the Ze'er Shimshon the following kasha. Mikol Mokoyim, he says, even according to this pirush, why were you happy that they asked for something? You shouldn't be happy they asked to see it. You should say, I wasn't happy they asked to see it. Yes, that I thought it was a good idea for me to say, if they want to see it, yes, you can see it. Because if I say, no, you can't see it, it makes it look like I have something to hide. But now that they asked the kasha, we would like to see it, be'etzim asking the kasha that you'd like to see it, is a negative thing. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing they asked to see it. Why don't you trust without seeing it? Because Shmuel says it's good, and then you forget, and you don't trust it. Yeah? So what does it mean, Ma'ita ben Adava, that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that this was a good thing to do? So it would have been much better if they hadn't asked. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu so excited about the fact that they asked? That's a kasha that the Zeh Shimshon asks. He says also the other thing that he asks is, you go back to Pasha Shlach Lecha. And in Pasha Shlach Lecha, Moshe Rabbeinu sends them on their way. And he says, Vayishlach Hoysa Moshe, so this is Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayishlach Hoysa Moshe, also as Kanan. Moshe Rabbeinu sends them out to spy at the land of Canaan. By Yom Aleim, he says to them, Aluza Negev, go via the Negev, Alisa Mesahar, and then you go up the mountain. Uriza Mesahar, you should see the land, what it is. Vesahar Mesahar, let them people that sit there. Chazakur Arafa, are they strong, are they weak? Hamadum Rabba, are they many, are they few? Umahat, Ashur Yashay, Batoi, Bimra, what's the land like? Is it good, is it bad? Ma'arim, what about the cities? Are they Machanim and Mitzarim? Are they open cities, are they walled cities? Umahat, Ashmenu Imrozo, is it a fat land, is it a very poor land? Hayesh Beitim Ain. So whether that means if there's a tzaddik or if it means that there's trees there, Vizchazak no lekachem apir ha'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu is giving this whole drasha. Understand, you're sending leaders of Klal Yisrael to go and to spy out the land. They have no idea what to do. Yeah? Let's say somebody's going to see a house. You know, let's say you said to your wife, I'm going to look at a house. Our house is getting a little bit too small. Go look at the house. So your wife says to you, make sure you go to the kitchen and make sure there's enough space in the kitchen. And make sure you look at the bedrooms because we need more bedrooms than we have currently. And make sure that the dining room has a through room so that if we make a simcha, we can sit like that. But make sure it has a door in the middle that if I want to sit in the dining room and you want to sit in the lounge, we can split it. But I was born yesterday. You need to give me a whole drusha what to do. I know what a house is supposed to look like. I've been in houses before, right? You give me a whole musa drusha how to go and look at a house. So it's Moshe Rabbeinu giving them a whole drusha. Go and see. Does it have trees? Does it have walls? Does it this? Pardon? No, but they know what a land should look like. They live in Mitzrayim also. So they know what a land's supposed to look like. They know what's going to work for them. You know, you go, they're going to go and they're going to see, is this a good land or not? Do I see trees? Do I not see trees? Do I see strong people? Do I see weak people? So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to give them this whole drasha? That's the kasha that the Zeh Shimshon asks. So the Zeh Shimshon says that there's a Shulchan Aruch brings in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Lamed Bei Sivva. As I stated in Shulchan Aruch, that, and this happens many times, sometimes you have a Mekach Tos. For example, I'll give you an example. I had a friend of mine who sells furniture. And sometimes he sells just standard furniture, and sometimes he sells bespoke. Place a bespoke bed, a bespoke table. It's been made to measure just for the person. So somebody came to him, they ordered something to measure. We want specifically this kind of bed, and this kind of this, and this kind of that. Fine, he put it together for them. They brought it to the house, they weren't happy with it. They said, we want to give it back. So he says, you can't give it back. They says, why not? They said, I made it specially for you. You can't give back something I made specially for you. So they said, but we looked at another shop, some kind of big mattress manufacturer, and they have a warranty and they take it back. They said, yeah, because they have a million customers around the UK. So when you have a million customers around the UK, if you didn't like the bed, you give it back. I'll find somebody else to buy the bed. But when I'm a little Heimish shop that has 20, 30, 50, 100 customers a year, I can't take your bespoke beds back and try to sell them to somebody else. They've been made for you. Nobody else wants your beds. And they're used already. So the whole disagreement. Is it a Mekach Tos? It's not a Mekach. They say it's a Mekach Tos. You told us X and it turned out to be Y. He said, no, I told him Mitchalos. It's not like that. How many times have you had Mekach Tos? Chaim, you must have people come into you the whole time. I thought I was buying this chicken and this chicken came instead like that. And I thought it was going to be bigger and I thought I was getting schnitzels and the schnitzels were in Pagiot and the Pagiot wasn't this. Everybody has their complaints. So how do you solve when somebody says, I have a Mekach Tos? How do you solve it? What's the rule? When is a Mekach Tos? When not? So I'm sure you have to go to a dime to get the rule anyway. But the Shulchan Aruch says the following. So if there is a general consensus amongst people that this is something that makes this Mekach a Mekach Tos. Yeah? Let's say, okay, Simcha sells diamonds. Let's say you sold someone a diamond and it turns out it's zirconium. Okay? It's not a real diamond. I know that you wouldn't do that kind of thing. I'm just saying, let's say that would happen. That, everybody would agree. One second. You sold me a diamond and it's zirconium. It's lekulei alma that's a mekach tos. Because zirconium costs 10 pounds and a diamond costs 1,000 pounds. And more than that also. Yeah, if you're lucky, it's 1,000 pounds. Okay? So, you have different kinds of things. So, you know, that's for sure. Everybody agrees that's a mekach tos. Certain things are not so posh of the mekach tos. The kosher is kim alush einamum, ha reiz einam achzeboi. Ellen Pirsch. Certain things are not a mum. Certain things are not a problem. So he comes, he says, I think it's a mekatos. You say, I don't think it's a mekatos. This is exactly how it's supposed to be. So sometimes there's an agreement within that there's a certain variance. You know, somebody comes to you, Chaim, and he says, Chaim, listen, I bought that chicken breast off you, had a shtickel red on the side. Zochtin, yeah? This chicken had a shtickel blood on the side, so you cut away the blood and go back to it. No, when I get a chicken with a shtickel blood on the side, it echoes me, I want to give it back to you. Yeah, I'm sure you've had that before. So you say, I'm sorry, that's not a mekachtos. It's a mekachtos. I bought a chicken top and it had a shtickel blood on the side. Everybody agrees, I mean, you buy it from a butcher, I'm all to have a little bit of blood on the side. You cut it away. It's not a mekachtos. Everybody knows that's not a mekachtos. So it's not a mekachtos. You want to be nice to the woman, you want to do customer service, fine, besedu, you can decide to change it. But you want to be oimed on your thing, you can say, listen, Mrs. whatever your name is, this is not the kind of thing that's a mekachtos, and therefore I'm sorry, you're just going to have to keep it. Because that's accepted that it's not a mekachtos. Certain things are accepted as a mekachtos, certain things are not accepted as a mekachtos. And then you have another thing. You can make specialized rules. I can come to you and I say, look, Chaim, I'm now going to buy from you 1,000 pieces of chicken. But these are my rules. Any piece of chicken that's going to have too much hair on it is coming back to you. So, cool, yeah. She says, it has nothing to do with me. I didn't know there's chassidish of chickens. I'm not, you know, there's not a chassidish of shrita. It's nothing to do with me. Yeah, but we can make that deal. Even though somebody else might come back to you and you'll say, look, I can't start pulling every single hair out of a chicken. Laz mechop. If I make that deal with you, we can make a deal like that. It's not that I can't make a deal. So we have the standard mekachtos, and then you have specialized deals, and different people make different deals. I can handle with you differently than somebody else. I can come in and have one deal with you, and another woman can come and have a different deal with you. And it's both okay, because with different people, you can handle differently. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. You have standard mekachtos, standard things that's not a mekachtos, and then you can also have that each person can make a disagreement with somebody else and decide, what are we making as our rules of business? Okay? Zok, therefore, the Zeh Shimshon. When Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, we want to send Meraglim. Zok, Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to send Meraglim? You want to know if the land is good or not? We have to set parameters. We can't just send you off and you're going to come back and say, we didn't like it, it's no good. We have to say, you didn't like it, it's no good. If it's any of these three things or four things, let's say there's no trees. Fine, you go to a place and it looks like a desert. I'm telling you, this is not a good land. I agree. I'm telling you, Zolas Chol Vash. You show up, there's no trees, there's no vegetation, there's no nothing. Fine, that's a mekachtos. You're going to go and the whole people, they are very strong. The machanim and mivtzarim, they're sitting in walled cities. They're sitting open. If they sit in open cities, they're very strong people. If they sit in walled cities, then they're very, very afraid. They're afraid from people on the outside. So, okay, there you made another thing. Hayesh v'etzim ayin. You get all these things that we're going through. Now, wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu's stam had nothing to do, so he's telling them what to look out for? Moshe Rabbeinu was making tnoim with them. He's saying, you're going to go not to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to come back from Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to say it is good or it's not good. Let's make objective parameters where we can both decide together if it is A, it's good, and if it's not A, it's not good. Because otherwise you'll come back and you'll say it's not good, and I'll tell you, no, but I didn't mean that. And you'll say, yes, you did. So you have to have something that you can measure it by. You can't just say it is good, it's not good. You have to say, the way we're going to measure is as I... Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, Risim Asaras Ma'i, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ba'ashachacho, Ha'toy Ve'imra'o, Moha'oy, Mashu Yeshay Ba'amachim Yitzayim, Moha'oy, Tashmena Yimra'o, Zayesh Ve'etzim Ein, all those things Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them details. You want to look out for something? This is what you need to look out for. If it's like this, it's the deal that we made. If it's not like that, it's not the deal that we made. So they come back now, and they, okay, we'll speak about it, we'll come back to that soon. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vayita Be'enai Adover, according to the way the Zeh Shimshon is now learning it. He's not excited that they wanted to send Meraglim. That's not so exciting for Moshe Rabbeinu, because women better, they don't want to send Meraglim. But he was happy, Vayita Be'enai Adover, that at least we were able to find a set of parameters that we all agree upon. This is how we're going to evaluate whether or not this land is a good land or whether this land is a bad land. And that's why he says, that's why he brings it over here. He says, is this your chamar? Amaleheim. No, it's not the Nisayan. Amaleheim. Behar Mugvaris. Amaleheim. Where did you have this conversation? Rashi makes this whole conversation between the salesman and the buyer that we don't see over here that Moshe Rabbeinu is having with Klal Yisrael. Zok l'zeh shemeshin Moshe Rabbeinu did have that conversation with Klal Yisrael. When? That's the conversation. Can I see it? Yeah. Can I take it in the mountains? Yeah. Can I try it out over here? Yeah. That's Hayesh Ba'etz. All that is exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying to them. Vayita be'enai adova, I was happy not that you asked to see it, but I was happy that together we set up a certain mahalach that we're going to figure it out. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew, I know it's got trees, and I know the people there aren't too strong because they live in walled cities. And I know all these details right from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So if I know something beforehand already, you know, sometimes you make a bet with someone when you know something is right. So you know it's unfair that the dices are loaded. It's not really a fair bet. But you know how something's going to end, so you make a bet with someone. I'll bet you that at 10 o'clock there's going to be Maariv here. Oh, it's a good bet. But I know there's a 10 o'clock Maariv here. That's not a bet. It's not worthwhile making such a bet. It's not right. Yeah. So that's why it says the Zera Shimshon, that's what this Rashi means. He says, Baharim, Megubats, etc., etc. He says, but what then ends up happening is they came back and they used something else. Vayita Beina Adava, they came back. They said, yeah, it's a good land. But you know what? They live in walled cities, but they're still too strong. Wait. That wasn't the deal. That's not what we agreed. We agreed these are the parameters. If A, B, C, and D are met, then it's a good land and we'll be able to take it over. If A, B, and C, and D are not met, then we won't be able to take it over. Were A, B, C, and D met? Say the Meraglim, yes. Says no, but not fought. Yeah? I remember I once had this with somebody. I had a disagreement with him. He thought I should take his deer. I said, I didn't say I was going to take it. Yeah, you did. You told me that. Anyway, we went to, I said, look, if the Rav passes, the Dayan passes against me that I have to take your dira, then I'll take your dira. It was a question of a first month after I got married coming out to Israel. He wanted me to hire his dira while he was here having a baby. Back and forth we had. So I said, look, we'll go to Rav, whatever the Rav passes, that's what we'll do. So we went to Dayan and Mir Yeshiva, and we both were kind and we accept upon ourselves. And he asked a question back and forth. He says, no, you're not mechuyev to take the dira. So I said to him, okay, listen, I'm not mechuyev to take it, I'm not mechuyev. So he walked away, he goes, I'm a fart, I'm fatayin it on you. I'm like, wait, it can't be fought for Tainan on me. We finished, right? We went to Din Torah. The Din Torah passing, I didn't need to take. It can't be for Tainan on me and beyond that also. But that's what Klai Yisrael were doing. We made a deal, and then after we made the deal, suddenly comes the story that we changed. Yes, we found something else, and we changed it instead. We're going to do something else. That, says Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what went wrong. That they did a mum, asher lo yiskimu em. And the Ragam said, yes, you know what? What the pears, they bring the pears and say, look how about the fruits are. Said, because the fruit is so big, must be the people are different. That wasn't the deal. That's not what we said we were going to discuss, which is why it went wrong over here. But they didn't discuss that. So therefore, that's why he says in the Teichachos. Originally, he was happy because he said, we agreed upon something that I knew I wasn't going to lose. Lemaisa, when they came back afterwards, they changed, they moved the goalposts, and then it didn't work. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu says over here. I think the last thing I would say, just to finish off, right before Tisha B'Av, we know exactly, Kosh Baruch Hu, as we saw, Chazal have told us where the goalpost is. They said it's because the Sinas Chidon in the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Chofetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and many others also write, until we undo the Avera that brought us into the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're never going to be able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to know, we have a deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the same idea. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, because of Sin HaSchinim it was destroyed, undo the Sin HaSchinim, and I'll undo the destruction. That's the deal. So if that's the deal, and we know that's the deal, then that's what we have to work on for ourselves also, to realize if we don't want Tisha B'Av and we don't want to be stuck with the Churban and we want to be able, Mitzvah Hashem, to come back to Eretz Yisrael, come back to Yerushalayim, to Eir HaKodesh HaMenuyah, what we have to realize, you undo the deal, like we said before, it's not a Mekach Tos. We made a deal mitchiloso. If you do this, then that will happen. If you don't do this, that will happen. If we know already what the parameters are mitchiloso, all you have to do is to stick to what the deal was originally, and Mitzvah Hashem will stick to our part of the deal, and HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Mitzvah Hashem will also stick to his part of the deal, and bring us Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Mem'her, Be'Ameinu, Amen.